Good afternoon, Bricola Rental.
Hi, is Skip there?
Hold 1 minute, please.
Thank you.
Can I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
All right, hold 1 minute.
Thanks.
This is Skip.
Hi, Skip. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer that our bank had mailed out to your business about, let me see here, we just mailed one out like a few days ago. And basically, that offer was based on some financing you did with GE Capital back in 2013. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for $250,000. So I just wanted to see, you know, what you guys have in the pipeline, where you might need some financing.
We're not looking to move anything right this minute.
Okay.
Probably next year.
Oh, next year. All right, what are you guys planning on doing?
We'll probably rotate out some equipment.
Okay. What kind of equipment do you guys use over there?
Construction equipment.
Oh, it's all construction?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because, like, on your website here, is it, like, the Brook Co. Rental Co.?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You rent any tool you might need. Oh, so basically you guys just provide these for, like, construction companies to use?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow, what a great industry. Is there a lot of competition out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Did not know that. How's business going for you guys this year? Pretty good?
It's been good.
Okay, that's good. How are sales?
Good.
You guys doing anything differently from last year?
No. No, it's just it goes through periods of good and bad.
Oh.
All the good.
Okay, so is there like a busy time of year, or is it like seasonal? Or is it like pretty steady throughout the year?
No, it's fairly steady throughout the year, but it just has its waves and troughs, you know.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. That actually makes a lot of sense. So then when people, you're mainly, I'm assuming, business to business, right? Or do homeowner, you have homeowner here, so do a lot of homeowners rent out your equipment?
Right.
Oh, so it's both business to business and business to consumer. And then, just out of curiosity, typical payment, is it when they rent the equipment, they have to pay for it right away?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't ever run into any cash flow issues there then?
No.
No. How long have you guys been in the industry?
This place has been here since 56.
Really? That's awesome. How long have you been there?
I've been here since 2000.
Okay. That's really awesome. You must really like it. Are you guys growing at all?
No, not really. Not really.
Things are just kind of steady.
We're not looking at opening any locations.
Oh, okay. So you guys don't really want to open any new locations. Sounds like, you know, pretty much everything's kind of like set. Sales are pretty steady this year, and kind of do business to business and business to consumer, but you don't run into cash flow because they're just paying for the rental right away. Is there like, I know you said like maybe next year you'd be evaluating equipment or capital needs. Is that just something like, did you guys bring anything on, I guess, this year at all? Anything new?
Yes, we have, but I mean, it was earlier in the year.
Oh, okay. Earlier in the year. So
we try to minimize any kind of borrowing. Because you never know when it's going to stop and.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to be sitting there paying for a bunch of stuff that's sitting on your yard not doing.
No, that definitely makes sense. So do you find like that you have to like have like the latest equipment and the latest like tools, that way people like rent from you? Like you can't have something that's like really old versus
have contemporary stuff, but it doesn't have to be brand new.
Oh, okay. So as long as it's like it doesn't have to be like the latest and greatest, but it has to be like good enough and like new enough for people to want to use and economical enough, that makes sense. Do you guys, if you could bring on a new piece of equipment, would that be able to generate any further revenue for your business?
Yes. I mean, we kind of, you can only grow so fast. Your customers are only going to have so much need.
Okay, that makes sense. So you might have things.
I might get another customer and have to buy a piece of equipment, but then, I mean, it's usually ones and twos at a time.
Okay, so do you ever have to buy a piece of equipment for, like, a specific new customer?
Yeah, sometimes I will. Not for a new customer, but if I see a large demand.
Okay. From, like, multiple people.
Right.
Does that happen often?
Not a whole lot.
Okay, not a whole lot.
It's pretty much settled how to pour concrete, how to knock down walls.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, in, like, that case, do you, oh, darn it, I just lost my train of thought. what was I going to ask you? Oh, okay.
We're also kind of a small place, and I have customers coming in.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have, like, an email address where I could follow up with you, send you, like, some information in case you guys do want to bring on that equipment later this year?
Sure. It's skip at brookhollowrental.com.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and send you a quick email, and then I'll follow up with you and just see, you know, when you guys are ready to bring on new equipment.
Okay.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.